Welcome everyone to our harvest service this morning. We're just a minute or so early, but I just want to take the opportunity to welcome you, anyone new here for the first time, anybody worshipping with us on an audio, by the vehicle of audio. And I do want to thank the ladies who have decorated the church with flowers. Doesn't it look lovely today? And just to say that if you know anybody at the end of the, you know, that you want to take some of the flowers at the end, please see Heather. Is that right, Heather? Yes. So thank you all for the work you put in, and it was a hive of industry here on Friday morning. And welcome. And a call to worship. God of abundance, God of fruitfulness, God of generosity, God of love beyond measure, we gather together today bringing the best that we can offer to give thanks for the good things you give us, to share your generosity with others, and to celebrate your extravagant harvest. Amen. The first hymn we're going to sing is a familiar tune but slightly different words, to celebrate this generosity of God's provision to us, and also to think about those in our community who have to make serious choices about luxuries and necessities, but more about that later. Let's stand and sing the hymn, Now We Sing a Harvest Song. Right, I'm on now. Roger often wants to mute me. I know in our congregation we've got some very enthusiastic quizzes. I know that because of some of the Zooms we've done. So, got a quick quiz, and if adults, you could just hold back, maybe, if you're desperate to give the answer, we can ask some of the young people if they know the answers to these questions. I went out shopping yesterday for some goodies, actually some luxury items to put in our basket here. We're going to explain about the basket later. This is our Food Link basket, which we've had for many years, and it's a basket that we give, we put food in to take to food banks. So more about that later. So I want you to guess what's in my bag here by the quiz that's going to come up. So number one, anybody know what number one might be? Yeah, Mars bars. Right, now if I can delve in my bag, it might take me a while. Oh, yeah, got Mars bars. That's fine. Number two, which chocolate is the name given to very clever people? Not so clever, hey? Yeah, Luna. No. Oh, that's number two in the red box. Smarties. Now, I do know there's none of those in there because I don't know if that says anything about anybody. I couldn't find any at the supermarket. Okay, number three, who knows? Yeah, a crunchy, yeah. Now then, crunchy, I couldn't get the whole thing, but I do know there are some in this bag here. Crunchies, yes, in that bag. Number four, how many outer space chocolates can you list? Yes, you've not had a turn. Galaxy, I did find a galaxy. I think there are stars, aren't they? Is it star bars or something like that? Well done. Any more? Think of any more? Anne or Gwyn? Oh, yes, sorry. Milky Way, that's a good one. I could only find galaxy, but anyway, that's going in the box. All right, can we have the next one? I think we're on to biscuits next. Oh, bounties. No, I didn't, Anne. They might have been in the shops, but it wasn't on my list. I was just keeping to my list. Right, number five. Now, this is a biscuit. Can you see what's happening there? There's a man there with money, and that's a guy from a TV series a long time ago. Did somebody say it? Gwyn? Rich Tea, so somebody who's rich here, and Mr. Tea. So there's my Rich Tea biscuits. I don't move because the microphone's going to go all over the place. So. Number six. There's a fig roll. There's a fig and some bread rolls. You can be working out the next one while I find the fig rolls. There we go. Fig rolls. Number seven. Yeah, have you got that one? Not fired bread, but it does end in bread. So we got the second bit. What's the first bit? Heather? Short. Shortbread. There we are. Good old Walker's shortbread. Now, I love the next one. What's number eight? Oh, yeah. Bernard.
A hobnob.
Hello to Avril's dad over there. Yes. Hobnob, yeah. I love this one. Number nine. Garibaldi, yeah. Garibaldi. There we are. Found some Garibaldis. Number 10. Now, you might not be able to see the first picture, but that's like a big shopping area, the name for a big shopping area. You might be able to get it. Somebody said it? Malted milk. There's a mall, there's a Ted, and there's a glass of milk. There's my malted milk. Two more. Yeah, number 11. Lemon cake. That's a good answer, but it's not quite the one I'm looking for. Somebody say Jaffa cake? Yes, Jaffa cake. Is it a cake or a biscuit? is the big question. Right, and number 12, ginger nuts. Sorry to anybody here. Okay, well done. You did really well with that quiz. Well done. Oh, now I've got a mountain of chocolates here that I'm going to put. Right. Okay. Note to self, wear a belt next time I come up here. Right. So much choice. So much choice in our supermarkets, isn't there? The shelves are full of lots of items, but just recently there has been some shortages. How annoying is it? And we go to the supermarket and the thing we want isn't there, like my Smarties that I wanted. So it's a bit different for us. We're not used to it, are we? We're used to be able to get everything that we want. However, it is good to remember that many folk in other parts of the world, there's barely only one brand of anything, and therefore no choice at all. So that's something to think about. Let's have a prayer. Let's pray. Gracious and generous God, creator of all that is, we thank you for harvest time and this special day to celebrate it. You have blessed us so much. Help us to respond. For all the foods we enjoy and the people who process and deliver them to us, workers on the farms, sailors, fishermen, miners, engineers, scientists and technicians, shop and factory workers who labour to satisfy our demands, we thank you. You have blessed us so much. Help us to respond. And living God, you have provided well beyond our needs to have enough and more than enough. Forgive us that while some still go hungry, we neglect to share of our plenty. Stir our hearts so that we may take action to help those in our midst who need our support until the time comes at last when your gifts are shared and enjoyed by all. You have blessed us in so much. Help us to respond in the name of Christ. Amen. Right, I've got a song now to get up and dance to. This is in honour of Strictly that started, and this is a harvest samba. Now, I think we have used it before, but it's really easy to pick up. So, yes, get up, shake, clap, whatever you like to do, and dance. Yeah. The harvest samba. I'm going to start again. Right, okay.
Cabbage and greens, broccoli and greens, cauliflower and roses. Thank you.
Gemma's going to come and talk to us now. She's going to reveal what's under her cloth.
Oh, sorry. Now I'll be too loud. Sorry, everybody. Okay, just to recap, on my table I've got luxury items and essential items. And what's your name? Sorry.
Felix.
Felix has very cleverly spotted the luxury items, and he's going to choose three luxury items. I'm sorry you can't keep them, because that's my phone. I don't want to do that. But okay, which three, if you could choose, would you have? The phone, yeah?
The drink,
yeah. And the iPad. Good choices. So he's chosen three luxury, what we're calling luxury items. What if I told you that in order to keep these three items, you would have to give up three of what I would consider the essential items? So unfortunately, if you kept those, I'd have to say, sorry, you can't have any bread today or anything to eat today. Really sorry about that. Or if I said this, you might actually think this is a good choice. I'm sorry, you can't go to school anymore. You might actually think, actually, I'll have that bottle of pop any day of the week, but that means you can't go to school anymore. This means, actually, you can't go to the doctor or have any medicines, which would be a bit sad. This you might quite like. You might never have to bath or wash your clothes ever again. You know, some people might like that. And then this means that you can't play safely anymore with anything, because it might be dangerous to play out or do something, because you might be in a war zone. So would you still keep these, or would you rather have those, do you think, at the end of the day? You'd rather have those. Okay, one of them I forgot to put was a glass of water, clean water. So you're very clever. He's figured out that actually, although luxury items are quite nice, at the end of the day, what we actually need are essentials, the things that we take sometimes a little bit for granted. Is that fair to say, that we don't always appreciate school, maybe, or the fact that we've got nice, clean clothes? So some people, of course, these we would consider luxuries, but some people around the world, and actually, in fact, in this country as well, would consider these luxuries too. Some people might not have enough food to eat, or might not have enough hygiene items. So that's something why we're supporting food, the food link, and something else we're going to talk about later, is where people don't have a financial choice whether they've got luxury items or essential items. Thank you, Felix, so much. And as a reward, would you like to take that away with you? Is that all right? Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Emma, and thank you for coming off your sick bed. I'm glad you're feeling better. Right, Luna's going to come and bring us our Bible reading now. This is from John's Gospel, John chapter 6, a familiar story, but listen to this with new ears like you've never heard it before.
Jesus feeds the 5,000. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. And a great crowd of people followed him, because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to the disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this prophet who is to come into the world."
Thank you, Luna. Thank you for reading that so well for us. I'm just going to come down here while I speak. Right. So I'm just going to talk for 5 minutes or so. So if anyone, I do know Emma's got some colouring sheets and stuff at the back. If anyone's interested, they're on tables at the back, but you're welcome to sit and listen as well. Okay. So this is such a well-known and loved story, isn't it? The picnic for 5,000. So I wonder what has caught your attention this morning as you heard it again today. Do we focus on the miracle and say, "Oh, how wonderful is that?" Or do we focus on the problem, the task, and say, "How was this possible?" So the reason for choosing this passage today is that three points here. One, it's about needy people, a lot of them. And today we are thinking about people in need, not just in another part of the world, but also here in Cheshire, where we live. And it's about Jesus and his disciples and how they handle this huge problem. It's God in the midst of the people. And thirdly, it's about a picnic. It's about food. It's about the necessities of life. So let's just think about the first point, the people in need. In our passage, we're told there's a great crowd of people. They were coming, approaching Jesus, and Jesus had seen them. And they were looking for healing, for comfort, because they had seen signs and wonders, and they'd sensed that this great prophet was amongst them, a healer in their midst. And John mentions, John who wrote the Gospel, who wrote in St. John's Gospel, this story mentions that it was the Passover time of year, the Passover celebration, which brings to mind the Israelites wandering in the desert, if you remember that story, wandering in the wilderness. So the Passover is the celebration of God leading his people out of slavery from Egypt. And remember that story in Exodus, when God provided manna and quail in the wilderness, enough for each day. So that's the first thing, people in need. Second thing, it's about Jesus and his disciples and how they handle this huge problem. Here we had a lot of hungry people, and Jesus asked the question, perhaps a bit tongue-in-cheek, because I think he already had in mind what he was going to do. "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" says Jesus. He challenges Philip to get involved, Philip the disciple. What was Philip's answer? Do you remember? Philip answered him. Do you remember what his answer was? Anybody? "Going to cost a lot of money to do that. Half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite even." So perhaps like the disciples, like Philip, when we think of people in need and we focus on the problem, how can we possibly help? Feel a bit hopeless. I think Philip was probably feeling weary and tired. I mean, they'd been following Jesus all over the place, crowds everywhere. Oh, not again, he probably thought. And maybe we've reacted in the same way in the past. I'm sure Philip was thinking practically, and perhaps, like I said, he was tired, perhaps a bit glass half empty at the time. And then in comes Andrew, another of Jesus' team, slightly more optimistic than Philip, but perhaps with a hint of sarcasm. Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far's that going to go amongst us? And at this point, I want us to think this person isn't in the story, but perhaps there was a mum there who had given the boy the picnic for the day. Yeah? Bet she didn't know it was going to be involved in such a big miracle. So we come to number 3, the picnic, the solution. And what a picnic it was. Through that very tiny offering, from the boy, God, through Jesus, provided for the whole crowd. Remember, Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, he prayed over the bread and the fish, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. And he did the same with the bread and the fish. And we read that they ate as much as they wanted. The supply was abundant, generous, luxurious even. More than enough to go round. I remember the story of the wedding at Cana. That was the same thing, where the wine never ran out. So this was no small snack at all. Everyone ate and they were completely satisfied. And this was symbolic. When we read the story in the whole of the Bible, it's symbolic of the new age of blessing that dawned with the coming of the Messiah. So, great story. We don't know how this happened. There are many theories about it, but I think we have to read into the sharing of it and the fact that people's needs were met when it was needed. So, 2 things to remember from the story today. God, Jesus, wants us to get involved with his mission, to heal a hurting world. Remember that he first asked his disciples, what are we going to do about these hungry people? He wanted them to get involved, to think about the problem. And number 2, let's not just focus on the problem, but what we can offer. No matter how small or inconsequential we think it is, with God in the midst, anything is possible. When you came in, I'm hoping that you got a small piece of paper that looked like a piece of bread, like this. Probably wasn't cut out, but like this, yeah? And on it you'll see printed, give us this day our daily bread. Young people, is there any way you've heard that phrase before? I'm looking at you at the back. Anybody want to give an answer? Where have we heard that phrase before? Give us this day our daily bread. In the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. If we were to break this line up word by word, we realise that it's not about me, it's about us. Give us this day, not give me this day our daily bread. So each of us has the ability to reach out and to build a community of people with a sense of hope. We can bring people together by giving them the nourishment they need, both physically and spiritually, here in church and amongst the people. But we can only do this if we're willing just to give a little bit. It could be time, it could be gifts, it could be items. And to create something good, just like bread needs ingredients, we can provide the ingredients to do something good. So how can we help God's kingdom to come, to do God's will, to make a heaven on earth here today. So perhaps you can be thinking about that, what you might write on this piece of bread. We're going to now look at just the charity that we're going to support. So, John, if we can have the slides. So we've already talked a little bit about Foodlink. So this basket's been a little bit dormant over the time of COVID, so we're going to bring it to life again. And so because the church is open, I think nearly every day of the week now, in the mornings, the church is open and you can bring food to put in the basket. And some of us, and I think David included, is going to help to take those to down the road to Hope Central at St Chad's, where they've got a huge food bank where food is distributed. And they've also got other stations, but I think at the moment St Chad's is the one that's particularly open. And there's also Food Friend down the road at St Bart's. And also in our circuit in Withenshaw, there's also a food bank over there. So we'll keep an eye out to who needs food at any time. But the main thing is if you can bring food to put in it, that would be great. And that's non-perishables. And of course, please give things that are in date. So, okay. So that's the first thing that we're supporting. And the next is some explanation about this. Hope Central, in partnership with Christians Against Poverty. Can you all see if I stand up here? Can you see the screen? Are you all right? Okay. So a little bit about this. We're asking for donations towards, this is donations of money, towards Hope Central. Because they are working in partnership with Christians Against Poverty, which is a well-established organisation. So any donations we make will help them to finance this new debt centre they've set up. And why support a debt centre? I think anyone that has ever experienced not having enough money, it brings anxiety, it affects your life totally. And in some cases, you know, it's devastating when people are in debt. But the cost of running a service like this is about £20,000 per annum, including the employment of the manager. This is Barney. He's the debt centre manager. And they have to give £7,200 contribution to CAP, which accesses these award-winning services. So this is supported by people like Martin Lewis. It's recommended to people. A full debt counselling and debt adjusting service. And as well as that, there's education and befriending around that. So this is Barney, and I met Barney the other day. Lovely guy he is. And he's the contact for the North East Cheshire Debt Centre. Thanks, John. So, yeah, so it says what is CAP, but CAP is Christians Against Poverty. So people know it's a Christian organisation when they access it. Because of that, it gives hope, provides free debt help to local community groups, and they do run in conjunction with churches. Okay, the next slide. Thanks. So when somebody rings CAP, there's a new inquiries team, and they'll meet someone. I don't know if they're all called Steph, but anyway, this is... they'll talk to someone on the phone and they tell them about the service, and they are told that this is a Christian organisation, and that when somebody speaks to them, that they may be invited to a church, but somebody will pray for them. And I consider that is bringing God into the midst. That's what they do to support all the work they do. So the people know that when they first contact Christians Against Poverty. And then they get three home-based appointments. Somebody comes to see them in their home. And then they're transferred to a caseworker. So you can see a befriender. And this can take, you know, it's not just over months, it can take years to help somebody. So you can see, you know, the work that goes on and what's needed. Thanks, John. Was there another one? Yeah, and that's Barney's number. And he's left some leaflets outside. And if anybody wants to find out more about the work of CAP, there are some more leaflets. It's here somewhere. Yes, one of these. That's a really good leaflet to describe it. And if you want to donate, it tells you on the bottom here. The best way is to do it online if you can, or they can take cash and cheques. And I've left some envelopes if anybody wants to do it that way. So we're going to hear from Barney himself now, just to tell you a bit about why he does his work.
This is a partnership between Christians Against Poverty and Hope Central, a local charity aiming to reduce poverty in the area and promote Jesus' name. Thank you so, so much for choosing this debt centre to support as part of your Harvest Appeal. We're so, so grateful, and your money's going to go such a long way to supporting those in need. To explain a bit of what I do, I meet with people who are in debt and guide them through the process of becoming debt-free. I'll explain the advice given by head office as part of CAP's award-winning debt service, and then aiming to support the client holistically, because debt isn't something that's purely financial. Along with the pressure of letters and these debts, clients will often go without basic necessities such as food, beds, fridges. They'll isolate themselves, they'll feel low and suicidal in some cases, and often they'll struggle to do normal tasks that most people would find easy. According to Credit Facts, almost half the UK population are in debt in some form, whether it be loans, credit cards, overdrafts. Almost half. So that means that every person watching this video probably will come into contact or has already come into contact with someone who's in debt. And it can happen for all number of reasons. And with the COVID crisis happening, we can only predict that it's going to become more widespread across society. In Psalm 68, it says, "Sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Prepare the way for him who rides through the deserts. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land." Now, these verses call on us Christians to praise God for the way in which he defends the vulnerable. And I don't know about you, but I want to be more like God every day. And part of that is defending the most vulnerable in society. What we aim to do at Hope Central is to set these lonely, these isolated people in families. We hope to advocate and defend them. And then we hope to then lead them out with singing once they're free from poverty and free from debt. And this is where the story changes. In 2020, Christians Against Poverty saw 2,502 people become debt-free. Let's think about that. That's 2,502 people's lives who've changed course. That's 2,502 lives changed into freedom. And that's 2,502 people who have been shown the love of God. Now, as we're thinking about harvest, what a beautiful picture it would be to invite these people to Father God's table to feast. And that's what your money is doing. To invite these people to something that they've never experienced, the love and generosity. Thank you again so much for your support. And if you do know someone who's in debt, then please call the free phone number, which is 0800 328 0006. That's 0800 328 0006. Thanks again.
Okay, if you want to know any more about it, I do know a little bit, if you want to talk to me afterwards. So now we're just going to say a prayer for others. After that, we're going to bring up any items that you've got to. This is your time to respond now to anything you've heard, to bring the items up to put in the basket. Or we have plates if you want to donate money or checks. Checks are a little bit more complicated, but there are some envelopes. You have to send those direct to Hope Central. Anyway, let's pray first. Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, as we celebrate our plenty, We remember those who have so much less, the poor and needy of this world, driven by famine, disaster, or civil war, or by COVID, those who are starving and cannot afford to put food on the table. Help us to respond with love and concern, offering whatever help we can. Lord, you have blessed us richly. Teach us to remember others. And Lord of all, speak to us at harvest time so that our hearts may be stirred and our thoughts may be more like yours. Teach us to share our bounty, our gifts and our talents with those who have nothing, so that the time may one day come when all have enough and none too much. Lord, you have blessed us richly. Teach us to remember others. In the name of Christ. Amen. So as we sing our final hymn, this is about helping our brothers and sisters in the world. Brother, sister, let me serve you. You can bring your gifts and of food. Just put them here on the front wherever you can find space. And there's a plate here if you want to. There's a plate here and also at the back if you want to donate money checks. Or you can carry on doing that during the week. So I'll put that plate there. So thank you, Joan. Got your pieces of bread, do take them with you and remember this service today. I just need to say, if you can just, sorry, hang on there with the flag. We are serving coffee afterwards. It's going to be served from the hatch today, so if you could, when you're in the line, just queue from the hatch and round the corner into the corridor rather than queuing into the place where people are sitting with their coffee. That will be great. We're going to try it that way today. So just give people space. That's the main thing to remember. So a prayer before we go. And thank you for these wonderful gifts of food and money, and any donations you're going to make, I know Hope Central will be very pleased, grateful. So a prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Gracious and generous God, we give thanks this day for our daily bread. We give thanks for all we have and offer our small part to share with others. We ask you to bless it and multiply it and use it in your service. May your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord of the harvest. Amen.